Today, the U.S. Supreme Court considers a major abortion case, and it could mean the undoing of a high court ruling 4 years ago. Back then, the justices struck down a law in Texas, which required abortion clinic doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. The majority argued that rather than protecting women's health, the law created obstacles to abortion. The issue is back again. Only this time, the court's composition is significantly different. The majority of justices now have anti-abortion records. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
4 years ago, the fifth and decisive vote in the Texas case was cast by Justice Anthony Kennedy. But Kennedy retired in 2018 to be replaced by Trump appointee Brett Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh has already indicated his willingness to undermine the Texas ruling. Before the court today is a Louisiana admitting privileges law that the state concedes is identical to the Texas law. State Senator Katrina Jackson, a pro-life Democrat, was the lead sponsor of the bill.
Women were being offered a lower standard of care in our state who elected to have abortions than those who elect to have other procedures.
The law never went into effect. A federal district court judge, echoing the Supreme Court's Texas ruling, found that abortion is among the safest procedures today and that in the extremely rare cases where complications do arise, patients are routinely treated by hospital staff. The judge further found that were the statute allowed to go into effect, only one clinic and one abortion doctor in the state would be able to perform abortions, a situation that would in no way meet the needs of the 10,000 women who seek abortions in the state each year. But the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which had previously been overruled in the Texas case, reinstated the Louisiana law and allowed it to go into effect. The Supreme Court, on a split 5-4 vote, intervened at that point to temporarily block the law, and now the court is taking a second look. Essentially, Louisiana is relitigating the issue decided in the Texas case 4 years ago. Louisiana Solicitor General Elizabeth Murrell.
If you have a good doctor and a competent doctor, it is better for you to have some continuity of care and not to just be sent to the hospital.
But every major medical group in the country contradicts that assertion, from the American Medical Association to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Indeed, although the Trump administration is backing Louisiana in this case, the federal government itself recently eliminated admitting privilege requirements for doctors who treat Medicare and Medicaid patients at outpatient surgical centers. The government found them to be burdensome and unnecessary. Louisiana contends that four of the state's six abortion clinic doctors did not act in good faith when seeking to obtain hospital admitting privileges required by the state. In short, that if doctors had really tried, they could have complied with the state's requirement. Julie Rickelman, who represents the Hope Clinic in Shreveport, sees that assertion as absurd.
For instance, one of the doctors, who actually was an assistant clinical professor at LSU for 18 years, and contacted LSU when this law was about to go into effect and said, can you give me admitting privileges? And was told, sorry, now that you're a full-time abortion provider, the hospital doesn't want to do that.
In reality, hospitals do not generally grant admitting privileges to doctors unless those doctors routinely admit a significant stream of patients for treatment. What's more, without that incentive, there's even less reason to grant privileges to doctors whose practice brings controversy and security risks to the hospital. Furthermore, even the Fifth Circuit conceded it could not identify a single woman who would have been better off because of the admitting privileges law. Still, there's one new twist to today's case. For the first time, Louisiana and the Trump administration are claiming that doctors and clinics do not have the legal standing to challenge an abortion law on behalf of their patients. Louisiana Solicitor General Murrell.
I don't think that their interests are the same as women. When the state regulates to protect the health and safety of patients, the doctors who are seeking to have less oversight and reduce regulations upon them do not share the same interests as women.
For more than 40 years, the Supreme Court has recognized the rights of doctors to challenge abortion laws, not just on behalf of themselves, but also on behalf of their patients as well. TJ Tu is a senior counsel at the Center for Reproductive Rights.
If you're a patient in Louisiana and you're struggling to find abortion care, all you know is that the clinic on the other end of the phone can't see you. You might not know that the reason is because that clinic is being subject to a medically unnecessary law. The people who know that are the physicians in the clinics themselves, which is why they're allowed to come to court and raise their patients' rights.
In short, abortion providers see this new procedural hurdle as a backdoor way to prevent challenges to anti-abortion laws, or a wolf in sheep's clothing. Not so, says Louisiana's Merle.
The wolf is the doctors. These are not safe places. Women are exposed to dangerous situations at these clinics, and I do think they could enhance the quality of care.
No court has found that Hope Clinic, which is at the center of today's case, is unsafe. It has long provided about 3,000 abortions a year in Shreveport, serving the surrounding rural areas in Louisiana and nearby states as well. And the district court found that over 23 years, only 4 patients had to be transferred to a hospital because of a complication. In the short run, this case is about the availability of abortion in Louisiana. In the early 2000s, there were 11 clinics that performed abortions. Today, there are 3. And if the state prevails, it's unclear they could survive. Based on the evidence to date, only 2 of the 6 doctors currently working at the state's 3 clinics would be able to continue. And one of those has said he would retire under those circumstances. In the long run, of course, this case is about much more. It's about the effort to overturn Roe v. Wade and the right to abortion. A decision in favor of Louisiana would take a first big step in that direction. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.